Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. We're so glad you've taken a few minutes to be part of it today. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever felt like your prayer life was stagnant? What I mean by that, do you feel like you're praying for the same thing over and over again, or maybe you're not praying much at all? Well, in Luke chapter 1, we meet an amazing couple. Their name is Zechariah and Elizabeth. Now, Zechariah, he's one of the priests that would serve in the temple, which is a big job, and his wife's name is Elizabeth. What we learn about them in Luke 1 is that they're amazing people. They walked consistently before the Lord. They kept all of his commandments. They had a clear conscience. They did everything right, seemingly. They lived a great life, but they had one big problem. They didn't have a child. It says that Elizabeth was unable to conceive because they were both very old. And so in their day and age, this was a big deal. There's no Social Security. There's no nursing homes. There's no government assistance. And so for a couple to be childless, well, for practical reasons, that was a big deal. But even in societal reasons, people looked down on them as if they had done something wrong. But one of the things I think is so amazing about Zechariah and Elizabeth is they didn't give up. In fact, what it says is that Zechariah goes to the temple to do his normal duty. He goes to work, he clocks in, he does the thing that he's always done over and over and over again. But in a moment, everything changes. In fact, here's what it says in Luke chapter 1, verse 11, that while he's doing his thing, it says, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. Verse 12, Zechariah was troubled. And I think, no kidding. I mean, if I'm doing my normal job and an angel shows up, I think I'm going to be troubled. I think I'm going to be afraid. But listen to what the angel says to this guy that's being so faithful. The angel says in verse 13, do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your petition has been heard. In other words, your prayer has been heard. Zechariah, while you're working here, while you're doing your job, your prayer has been heard. So the question is, well, what's his prayer? Listen to what he goes on and says to him. He says, your petition, your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John. Now, I don't want you to miss the significance of this. We read already that they're unable to conceive because they're both advanced in years. They're too old to do it. And yet, they're still praying for it. They're still asking God, God, would you do something in our life? Would you do something that's not physically possible? Would you do something that is unheard of in our day and age? And the angel says, your prayer has been heard. You're going to give birth to a son, and you're going to name him John. Verse 14, you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. Verse 15, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will drink no wine or liquor. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit while he's in the mother's womb. And he will turn, listen to this, he will turn many of the sons of Israel back to the Lord, their God. Now, I just want you to think about this for a second. This is a couple that has a practical need, has a societal need, has a spiritual need in their life. And even though most people would have said, that's impossible, there's no way that was going to happen, they prayed for something that only God could do. They prayed for something that was so big, that was so audacious, that was so bold, that if God did not answer the prayer, it wasn't going to happen. And what they got in return is not just an answered prayer. What they got in return is not just a son, but their son became known as John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus himself. And he was the one that scripture talked about that paved the way and helped make the way for Jesus. Only God could do that. And so if you're around here at Sugar Hill Church, you know we're in the midst of 21 days of power, and we're part of a teaching series on Sundays called Your Best Year that's rooted in scripture and the wisdom of God. What are you praying for today? Are you praying for something that's stagnant and stale, or are you praying for something that only God can do? I want to encourage you today, be bold today, lean into your prayer time, and pray for something that only God could show up and do in your life. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.